akkor. Szóval Om Ganat, Simrandasya, Gananjana, Shlakya, Chakshur, Un Meditam, Yena Tazmai, Shri Gurave, Namaha. So, we're going to speak a little bit about the life and history of Srivast Thakur. Of course, we are aware that Srivast Thakur is one of the members of the Panchatattva, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Panchatattva means the five truths or aspects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Lord, His expansion, His incarnation, His energy, and finally the Jiva soul. And of course the Jiva soul is represented by Srivast Thakur, who is considered to be an incarnation of Narada Muni. So Srivast Thakur was born in a place called Srihatta. And later on he moved to Navadvipa, and then when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvipa, he moved back to Srihatta. Of course, he came every year to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the Rath Yatra ceremony. And there were four brothers, Srivas, Sriram, Sripati, and Sri Nidhi. And they were all great devotees of Lord Chaitanya, and they would constantly have kirtans, chanting the holy names of the Lord. This even before Lord Chaitanya appeared. Srivast Thakur was actually old enough to be either the father or grandfather of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so quite old. And his wife's name was Malini. So, amongst the brothers, of course, there was Srivas, who was Narada Muni, and Sri Ram was considered to be Parvata Muni. Parvata Muni is the eternal companion of Narada Muni. They travel together quite often. And the wife of Srivast Thakur was called, as I said, Malini. And Malini, previously in Krishna Leela in Vrindavan, was Ambika, or Krishna's nurse, when Krishna was a little baby. And Srivast Thakur's niece was named Narayani, who in Krishna Leela was Ambika's sister. And Narayani, of course, was famous because she was the mother of who? Does anyone remember? Wow. Good mind. Vrindavan Das Thakur, who was the author of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. And it's interesting that one time when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the house of Srivast Thakur, he asked Narayani, chant Hare Krishna. She was 4 years old. He asked, he said, chant Hare Krishna. And she began to chant Hare Krishna and roll on the ground in ecstasy and exhibit all the Astasattvika Bhava symptoms as well as the Vyabhachari Bhava symptoms and the symptoms of someone who would achieve Krishna Prema. So the devotees, including Srivast Thakur and Dvaitacharya, would chant for the advent of the Supreme Personality of God because they were in complete anxiety over the plight of the souls in Kali Yuga. Of course, we know this. Dvaitacharya, he would continually offer tulsi and water to the Ganges and to Shalagram Shila in order to pray for the advent of... is that on? Can you turn that off? Because I can't... The incense, I am having trouble breathing. Sensitive. So he continually... Yeah, that's right. Continually pray for the advent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because they understood the Supreme Lord had to appear himself in order to counteract the symptoms of the age of Kali. And Srivast Thakur and his wife were like the mother and father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, second mother and father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, Malini was there at the birth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Malini cared for Sachi Mata. But as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grew up or manifested his childhood pastimes, he aggravated the devotees quite often because he was engaged in philosophical debates and logical debates with the devotees. And he exhibited a quality that some people thought was arrogance. Arrogance, of course, means pride. And Srivas Thakur, there's an interesting quote, I can read it here. Srivas Pandit one time came to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told him, actually called him a crest jewel of the arrogant, you know, anyway, crest jewel of the arrogant. So Srivas asked Lord Chaitanya, why do people study? what do they really want to know and understand? What is the true object of knowledge? And then he explained Krishna and Krishna Bhakti. For if one studies so many subjects, referring to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but has no understanding of Krishna, all of his learning is useless. You are reading and studying and hearing so many lectures on different subjects, but you should perform Krishna Bhajan and apply your intelligence on that. Hearing this, Lord Chaitanya said, by your mercy it shall certainly pass. By your mercy I shall certainly attain Krishna Bhakti. And then, after some time, of course, Lord Chaitanya went to Gaya, where he took mantra initiation from Ishwarapuri, his spiritual master. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited the symptoms of a great devotee, and also, from time to time, the symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, especially in Srivasangam, where they, sometimes there were kirtans that went on for 2 or 3 days, and there was this specific occurrence called the Mahaprakash Leela. That's Prakash means like the manifestation or light. Maha means great. Leela means pastime. Or where Lord Chaitanya showed who he was and then talked to all the devotees about their devotional service, and he showed he knew, he actually showed that he knew about everything that happened to them before in their lives. So during that time, he said to Srivas Thakur, it said, to whom have you performed worship? On whom have you meditated? Now see him. Look upon the object of your worship. Srivas, who have you worshipped? Look directly upon him who you've worshipped. And saying this, Lord Chaitanya entered the deity room and sat upon the altar. And he manifested a forearm form with conch, lotus, club, and chakra. And of course, Srivas Thakur was shocked, and he was paralyzed to see this particular form of the Lord. And there's another quote from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Lord Chaitanya said, I have heard your loud kirtan and Advaita's roaring of the holy name of Krishna. And hearing their calls, I have left Vaikuntha and appeared in this material world with my eternal associates. I have come to punish the wicked and deliver the saintly. If you want to become fearless, perform sankirtan. Listening to these fearless words of Lord Chaitanya, Srivas Thakur fell to the earth, offered his obeisances, and recited this prayer, which is also in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. So I'll read the prayer. Actually, it's been anglicized and also rhyme. They put it into rhyme form in English. So this is not, of course, the original, because Srivas Thakur actually spoke in Bengali, so, but I'll read the English. Under the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Vishwambar, whose dress is like a yellow cloud, I make my namaskar. See how it's rhyming? And obviously, it's paraphrased. It's a paraphrase poem, because without paraphrasing, you wouldn't be able to get it to rhyme. I bow before that Krishna, who is Mother Sachi's son, bedecked with gunjamala and peacock plume, bright as the sun, bright as a million moons, whose cooling rays eclipse the stars. To Gangadas Pandit's Nimai, 100 namaskars. With horn of buffalo and coward stick and bamboo flute, Lord Krishna played, and you are he, the Godhead, Supreme Truth. The Vedas sing the glories of Krishna, Nanda Kumar. And thou art he, and so before you, your feet, my namaskar. My birth and work have reached complete fulfillment here today. My life has dawned anew. Auspiciousness is mine today. My ancestors have surely found salvation on this day. My home and wealth have reached their true perfection on this day. My fortune knows no earthly bounds upon this holy day. The blissful vision of your holy feet, bless me today. And then, in this way, Srivas Thakur offered his obeisances, prayers, and hymns to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Also, we already told the story of Narayani, which is mentioned here. And another story is Srivas Thakur's Srivas Thakur's maidservant, who was known as Dukhi. That means she was very unhappy. Sukhi means happy, Dukhi means unhappy. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking water one time in Srivas Thakur's house, and he asked Srivas Thakur who has brought this water. In other words, who has gone to the well and brought the water? Because in those days they didn't have plumbing inside the house. So Srivas Thakur answered, "It's Dukhi, my servant." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "From this day, she should be called Sukhi, or happy instead of unhappy." Here's an interesting story. Another time during the kirtan at Srivasangam, that means Srivas Thakur's house. Actually, Srivasangam is right next to a Advaita Bhavan, that means Advaita Acharya's house that he had in Mayapur Dham in Navadweep. And it's just about right next, you know, just about 100 meters away from where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And it's about a few, maybe 200 meters away from where the Gaudiya Math is, where it has a samadhi of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the Chaitanya Math. So it's all on the same road. And then further down that road is our Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir. So one day they were having the kirtan in Srivas Thakur's house, and Srivas Thakur had one son. It's interesting, Narada Muni was married anyway with a son. So he had one son, and during the time of the kirtan, the son passed away. And naturally, when the son passed away, the son wasn't in the middle of the kirtan, the son was in the side room of the house. The woman started wailing. I think you all know what wailing is. I've heard it many times. Weeping and wailing. I won't imitate it because it's traumatic. So Srivas Thakur heard this, entered into where the ladies were, and he said, this is a quote from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, "You all know the glories of Krishna, therefore please don't cry, check your tears. Even a great sinner who hears the holy name at the time of death attains the divine abode of Krishna. That very Krishna himself, whose glories are sung by his servants like Brahma and Shiva, is dancing among you. It is certain, therefore, that this boy has returned to the Lord's supreme abode. Why then should there be any cause for lamentation? At this time, you should rather honor this boy as one who is blessed with the supreme fortune of attaining the ultimate goal of life." In this way, Srivas Thakur was preaching to the ladies, but the preaching didn't have much effect because, you know, the emotions, when someone has emotions, if you preach to them, you know, he's gone back to Godhead, you should be happy. It didn't stop their crying. I've tried that before. Preaching doesn't work. You just have to be a little empathic. But instead of being empathic, he threatened them. He said, "If you are unable to check your family's sentiment and stop crying right now, I will give you a good reason to cry later." He was known for, you know, being a little heavy with his wife and family. At this moment, Lord Chaitanya, the Lord of Gokul himself, is performing Sankirtan with his devotees in my house. If by your crying you disturb his happiness for one moment, I shall immediately go jump in the Ganges and give up my life by drowning." Oh, my God. He continued to preach to them. "It is by Krishna's will alone that every blade of grass moves. Nothing comes to pass without his will. Whatever we may imagine to be good, bad, knowledge, or ignorance is all his will. Knowing whatever Krishna wants to be, divine good, reject your own desires as so much useless garbage." Oh, my God, poor ladies. They're definitely empathic, isn't it? "Lord Krishna gives and Lord Krishna takes away. Krishna protects and nurtures all. Krishna gives life and takes it away according to his will. According to his will, everything lives and dies. To contradict the will of God will be a useless attempt. It will bring only sorrow. Therefore, giving up all your lamentation, listen to the holy name of Krishna. By doing so, you will attain the highest ecstasy and completely fulfill your heart's desires. So, after this, Srivast Thakur rejoined the kirtan, and they kept chanting and dancing practically the whole night. And the ladies listened to his instruction, even though it was just so heavy. And the kirtan ended late in the night, and when it came to an end, Lord Chaitanya said, this is a quote, "Today within my mind I felt that some great sorrow had struck this house." Srivast Pandit said, "Oh my Lord, how can there be any sorrow here? You have brought the highest delight to this house by the sweet kirtan that has emanated from your lotus mouth." And Lord Chaitanya said, "Srivast, how is it that there is no ananda in the kirtan today? Has something inauspicious befallen your family?" And Srivast said, "Oh my Lord, you are all auspicious. As long as you are present here, how can anything inauspicious take place?" Then finally, they discovered that Srivast Thakur's son had died. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Alas, alas, the thought of this great tragedy pains me worse than death. Why did you not tell me of this most unfortunate event?" And then Srivast Pandit said, "Hear me, Lord, I could not break the flow of your Ras Kirtan. A body died, O Lord. What need is there for sorrow? If everyone in the universe had died, I would still experience the greatest happiness just by looking upon you." Imagine that devotion. If everyone in the universe had died. "If I had broken the flow of your kirtan and stopped you from dancing, that would have been a fate worse than death. And so I did not want to disturb your kirtan for fear of the great disaster that would have taken place as a result of such ugly talk." Hearing this, Lord Chaitanya began to weep. He also began to weep. He said, "Not knowing of this lamentation for the son of Srivast, but bewildered by the ecstasy of Krishna Prema, how could I renounce such association?" And then Lord Chaitanya went to the place where Srivast Thakur's son was and said, "Oh boy, why did you renounce Srivast Pandit and go away?" And then the boy came back to life again, offered his dandavats to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and said, "Oh Lord, you are the supreme creator and destroyer of everything. You give life and take it away. You are the supreme Lord of all. Nothing can be done without your decree. As long as it is decreed by you, one can stay here. When you decree, they can no longer remain. When your sanction for our short stay on earth is removed, we must move on. Oh Lord, many times I have taken birth and many times I have died. But this time is different. This time I died while having darshan of your beautiful lotus feet, and so I have left this earth in complete happiness." And then, of course, the boy became unconscious, and everyone was astonished. And after that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Srivast Thakur and his wife, "Lord Nityananda and I are your two sons. Always think of this, and you will never experience the sorrow of having lost a son. Nityananda and I are your sons. Therefore, why should you lament?" And, of course, everyone became very, very happy at that particular time and started dancing and chanting more. So later on, Lord Nityananda would regularly go to the house of Srivast Thakur, and he would act exactly like Srivast Thakur's son, exactly in the sense that he would have, even though he was an adult, he would have Srivast Thakur's wife feed him. You can imagine, Lord Nityananda was like 7 feet tall. And, you know, he wasn't a small person, but he was 7 feet tall. And he would sit on Srivast Thakur's wife's lap. And she would open his mouth, you know, like you feed a child, open your mouth, feed him, and also breastfeed him, even though he was an adult like that. So he literally became the son of Srivast Thakur. And another story with Lord Nityananda is that once upon a time, Lord Nityananda was there at the house of Srivast Thakur. And as we mentioned before, Srivast Thakur did have a little bit of a temper. So Malini, his wife, was, let's say, a little fearful of him, losing his temper. So one time there was a little pot, like a ghee pot. And that pot was taken by a crow. One of these crows just picked it up. Now, in India, they have these big crows with the big beaks, like about this big. maybe not that big, not this big. I mean, I don't know if anyone went to Jagannath Puri with us here, but in Jagannath Puri, the crows are the biggest I've ever seen in my life. So this crow picked up this little ghee container, went away with it. She was just like so much anxiety because she was afraid her husband was going to yell at her. And so Lord Nityananda asked her, you know, what's the problem? And she said, this ghee pot was taken away by the crow and my husband's going to yell at me. And Lord Nityananda simply said, O crow, bring back the ghee pot right now. And then the crow brought back the ghee pot and deposited it right in front of Malini, and then her anxiety was dissipated at that particular time. So that's another story. Another story of how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu maintained Srivas Thakur is one time Lord Chaitanya asked Srivas Thakur, how do you maintain yourself? I mean, you don't have a job. And most of the other Vaishnavas, they had some means of maintenance. In other words, at least they had children who took care of them, or they had, they were selling banana, parts of banana trees like Kolavecho Sridhar was doing, or they had something, or they were like Mukunda, he was a doctor. But Srivas Thakur had no visible means of livelihood. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Srivas Thakur, you know, how do you maintain yourself? And Srivas Thakur said, I have this 1-2-3 technique. If I have to fast for 3 days, then I'm going to tie a water pot to my legs. This is like what the mafia did, like in Chicago and places like that. Not water pots. They would tie like bricks or something like that to someone's legs and put them into the lake there. And so he said, I'll tie a water pot to my legs and I'll jump into the Ganges and drown. And Lord Chaitanya said at that point, you will never have to go begging. Even if Lakshmi herself goes begging, you will not have to do that. You will always have whatever you need. So that's another nice story about Srivas Thakur. I will tell several stories. There was another story about Devananda Pandit. Devananda Pandit, we told the story the other day too. Devananda Pandit was expert at reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, but he didn't have the proper attitude towards Vaishnavas. So one time Srivas Thakur walked by his recitation of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srivas Thakur, being a pure devotee of the Lord, exhibited all the different symptoms, the bhavas, especially at this point, what's called Vyabhachari Bhava. The Vyabhachari Bhavas, there's 33 of them, mean they're intermittent, uncontrolled ecstasies. The other bhavas are more or less under the control of the devotee. I mean, sometimes the sattvika bhavas overcome one, but especially the Vyabhachari Bhavas. So Srivas Thakur basically fell unconscious and was moaning, and Devananda Pandit's disciples threw Srivas Thakur out of the Bhagavatam class. And Devananda Pandit, he didn't interfere with this. So there was a great offense committed against Srivas Thakur. And because of that, later on, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking by the Bhagavatam class, because in those days the Bhagavatam classes were held outside under trees and things like that, Lord Chaitanya said, he will never understand the Bhagavatam. You have to be a devotee to understand the Bhagavatam. And so Devananda Pandit really didn't understand the Bhagavatam at that point, in spite of being such an erudite scholar. Later on, Devananda Pandit did some service for this other great devotee who we mentioned. It was the other day in class we mentioned, Vrikeshwara Pandit. He protected him during the kirtan. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him mercy, but he said at the same time that if you want to understand Bhagavatam, you have to go to Srivas Thakur and beg forgiveness at his feet. Because that's the remedy for the effects of an offense committed against the Vaishnava. You have to go to the Vaishnava and beg at their feet. And sometimes it's so heavy, if one's committed a very heavy offense against the Vaishnava may forgive. But Prabhupada described the dust of the feet of the Vaishnava may not forgive you. Wow, that's pretty heavy. The dust of the feet. So Someone asked me the question, what does it mean, the dust of the feet of the Vaishnava? You know, we hear all these expressions. Well, the dust of the feet of the Vaishnava means the Vaishnava's followers. That's the difference. That's really what it indicates. Not that in this material world, dust doesn't really start talking. And we're not members, we're not in a Walt Disney movie where the tigers talk and everything like that. But that means the followers of the Vaishnava. So one has to be very careful about committing offenses against Vaishnava. So that's the story of Devananda Pandit. Another story is that Sribas Thakur and the other Vaishnavas, they regularly have plays about Krishna's pastimes. And, of course, these plays were performed not in public, but they were performed only amongst the great devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, Prabhupada would sometimes get upset when the devotees would make these plays that are very serious plays, they would make them humorous plays. So we have to be very careful when we put on plays about Krishna. If Hiranyakashipu comes out looking humorous, he's not a humorous character. Or Ravana is not a humorous character. Not meant to laugh at certain things. There's certain things that are laughable. Like if you have someone imitating Krishna, putting on the symbols of Vishnu, then that's actually humorous. But generally, the pastimes of Krishna should be taken very, very seriously. Or Madhu Mangal, of course, he's a very humorous personality, too. But there's a lot of seriousness. So Srila Prabhupada was very, very cautious about plays. Devotees sometimes put on plays, and Lord Bohr looks like something funny. He's not a funny character. He's not funny. So everything has to be serious. Prabhupada even commented that when he was young, he played the part of a Dvaitacharya in the play, and the director took a whole year to rehearse this particular play before he put it on for the public. And then Prabhupada said when they actually put it on for the public, people were crying during the play. It was done so well, and the understanding was so deep. So Sribas Thakur and the other Vaishnavas, they would play, they would put on plays, and they would play different parts. And Sribas Thakur would generally play Narada Muni. It's interesting that Haridas Thakur, he would generally play like a guard or a doorkeeper like that. And he would come out, he'd be like the MC, like come out waving a stick or something like that during the play. That's described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Anyway, so he played Narada Muni in the play. And Lord Chaitanya would sometimes play the goddess of fortune, or even that's Lakshmi, or even Srimati Radharani. So he would sometimes play a female part in the play. In those days, the plays were put on just by men. And they didn't have ladies playing. It wasn't so much discrimination against the ladies. It was a question of not having so much the attraction between men and women present. Because one thing is that, if people are watching a play and there's women up there, then the men who are not so pure will become attracted. what can you say? They become attracted, or the dancing or something like that. So generally, the dancing of the ladies in those days, I know it's not politically correct to talk about these things, but I'll say it anyway because it's true. The dancing of the ladies was done in private before the deities. When Ramananda Roy would train up the Devi Dasis, the Devi Dasis in those days were actually unmarried girls who would dance and do performances, dramatic performances before Lord Jagannath. Then their performance was just done in private before Lord Jagannath. It wasn't just like, they'd open up the stage and turn it on. So I'm not criticizing anyone, but I'm just saying that it increased the chastity or the peacefulness of the society, because you didn't have men looking at women so much as sense objects. Of course, we're not advocating the same thing that they do in the Muslim countries where the women wear these burqas and they're looking out through the, through the slots in the burqas. That's not what we're advocating. But it's, you know, there's certain aspects of that culture that you all may not agree with that help the culture or help people remain peaceful. Prabhupada even talked about going and seeing theatrical performance. Anyway, I think that's enough said about that. So, that's a theatrical. Another story about Srivast Thakur was the Gopal Chapala story. Gopal Chapala was very envious. He couldn't enter into the Srivast Sangam during the kirtan, Lord Chaitanya's kirtan. And so what he decided was to frame Srivast Thakur. What we mean by framing, I don't know if all you know what framing is. Framing means something like when the police plant marijuana in your house and they later come to your house and discover it and arrest you because you were the political enemy of the mayor or the police chief. I mean, that may happen in America sometimes. I know it happens in India quite a bit. So this Gopal Chapala tried to frame Srivast Thakur. How did he try to frame him? He put the ingredients for Durga worship, Bhavani worship, outside of his house. And that means like vermilion and wine, because that's how they worship Durga, with wine and this red. Vermilion is like a red paste. There's certain types of flowers. It's interesting in India that we're not aware of it, but there's certain types of flowers that are meant for worshiping Durga, certain types of flowers are meant for worshiping Shiva, and certain flowers that are meant for worshiping Krishna. And I remember I was in Fiji one time. I said, oh, these are beautiful flowers. Let's take them on the altar. And they said, no. Those are Lord Shiva's flowers. You know, they have certain reddishness to them. So anyway, so he did that. He framed Srivast Thakur. And Srivast Thakur didn't take it so seriously. He just opened up his door. He said, look, everybody, look. Now you can see I'm worshiping Durga. Being a little facetious or sarcastic. And no one believed him. They thought he was being framed. But after 3 days, this Gopal Chapala got leprosy. And this Gopal Chapala approached Lord Chaitanya and said, you're the savior of the most fallen, so please save me. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, I curse you to be bitten by the same worms that you are being bitten by now for millions of years. So, and later on, of course, Lord Chaitanya forgave him after Gopal Chapala begged forgiveness from Srivast Thakur. Another story is that there was a tailor who served. Tailor means someone who makes clothes, like Lord and Tailor. So a tailor who was a meat eater, and he served Srivast Thakur. So he was a meat eater. And what happened is because he loved Srivast Thakur and was serving Srivast Thakur, Lord Chaitanya gave him his mercy and made him a pure devotee of the Lord, even though he was a meat eater. Another time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tested Srivast Thakur's love for Lord Nityananda. He said to Srivast Thakur, why do you have this Lord Nityananda in your house so much? I mean, this Avaduta, he didn't say Lord Nityananda. Avaduta means like the wind. Nobody knows where he comes from or where he's going. You shouldn't have him in your house. You know, it's really interfering with your caste. Everybody's going to criticize you. And, you know, he does all sorts of things that are really weird. Of course, Lord Nityananda had a great sense of humor. Srivast Thakur said, my determination to serve Lord Nityananda will never be stopped or deterred, even if I see him entering the liquor store, I will never be dissuaded from my conviction that Lord Nityananda is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him at that point and actually blessed Srivast Thakur. Another time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting these symptoms of ecstasy, Vipralamba Seva, separation from Krishna. And Srivast Thakur... Sachimata was very worried. Srivast Thakur came, and Srivast Thakur said, oh, simply a wind disorder. That's interesting. Another time, there was a Brahmin that Srivast Thakur led into the kirtan, and this is very similar to Srivast Thakur's mother-in-law story, that Lord Chaitanya said, there's no ecstasy in the kirtan, who's here? And Srivast Thakur said, there's this Brahmin, but he's such a pure Brahmin, he just lives on drinking milk. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that does not qualify him. Kick him out. And later on, that Brahmana got Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Of course, there's also the mother-in-law story, where the mother-in-law of Srivast Thakur, it's a famous mother-in-law story, the mother-in-law of Srivast Thakur was hiding next to the curtain. The curtain was covering her, and she was listening to the kirtan, and Lord Chaitanya kept saying, there's no ecstasy in this kirtan. Who has come here? Who is here? It was not qualified. And finally, after looking around, they discovered the mother-in-law behind the curtain. And they took her and chucked her out the door, and then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had some ecstasy at that time. The only pure devotees were allowed to see the kirtan in Shiva Sangam. It was actually a doorkeeper, just like they have a bouncer in the bars. So there was a bouncer for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan, that you had to be a pure devotee to enter. And if you weren't, you weren't allowed entry. And that was in Shiva Sangam. So, any questions or comments? We have about 1 minute left, or maybe a half minute left for class. Questions, comments, arguments? So today is the disappearance day of Srivast Thakur. And it's also the day many, many years ago, before any of you were born, 1978, that I took the sannyasa order from Vridananda Maharaj. So tonight we're going to be having an interesting discussion, or let's say narration of that particular occasion. Hopefully we can find some pictures. That Tulsi has some pictures of that occasion, which occurred in 1978 in Lima, Peru. Lima, Peru is in South America, in case some of you didn't know. That'll be in the White House, yeah, with Barack Obama. 6:30. 6:30 this evening. And I think we want to have a reception for Vridananda Maharaj too, so we have to plan that out before. That should be maybe in the temple room. That has to be planned out right before the program, maybe.
We're not sure if I'm coming over to see.
Yeah, we'll figure that out later. Okay, I guess that's it. All glories to His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada.